This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced financial assistance of 1,200 crore rupees for Uttarakhand. Chairing a high-level meeting in Dehradun today, Mr. Modi reviewed the relief and rehabilitation efforts in the disaster-affected areas of the state. He also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those seriously injured. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for a multidimensional approach to help the affected regions and their people. This will include reconstruction of houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, restoration of national highways, rebuilding of schools, providing relief through the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, and distribution of mini-kits for livestock. The Prime Minister was scheduled to conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of the state today, but the visit was cancelled due to bad weather. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package for Mauritius designed to strengthen infrastructure, create employment opportunities, and enhance healthcare facilities in the island nation. Mr. Modi stated this during a joint press briefing after holding wide-ranging bilateral talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandraram Ghulam at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi emphasized that these initiatives are not assistance but an investment in their shared future.
आज हमने मॉरिशस की आवश्यकताओं और प्राथमिकताओं को ध्यान में रखते हुए एक स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज पर निर्णय लिया है यह इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मजबूत करेगा रोजगार के नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और स्वास्थ्य सुविधाओं को सुदृढ़ करेगा दिस पैकेज इज नॉट एन असिस्टेंस इट इज एन इन्वेस्टमेंट इन अवर शेयर्ड फ्यूचर पिछले साल मॉरिशस में यूपीआई और रूपे कार्ड की शुरुआत हुई अब हम लोकल करेंसी में व्यापार को सक्षम करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे
मिस्टर मोदी सेड इंडिया एंड मॉरिशस आर टू नेशंस बट देयर ड्रीम्स एंड डेस्टिनी आर वन फॉलोइंग द टॉक्स बिटवीन द टू लीडर्स India and Mauritius signed 4 agreements in the fields of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training and telemetry. Briefing the media this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, India and Mauritius are working together to address challenges related to maritime security, piracy and drug trafficking as two neighbours in a very important maritime neighbourhood. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today hailed the sugar industry, calling it the backbone of the country. Attending the third edition of India Sugar and Bioenergy Conference along with Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Gadkari said that India's bioenergy sector has become a major player through its 20% ethanol blending. In Chhattisgarh, 10 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces today. Among those killed is a commander of the Maoist organization. Security forces had received information about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the Manpur area of Gariaband district. Following this, a joint team of Gariaband E-30, Special Task Force and Cobra Battalion were dispatched to the area. National Investigation Agency, that is INIA, has recovered 3 hand grenades and a pistol in the Amritsar temple grenade attack case, exposing the transnational terror conspiracy involving a major arms and explosive syndicate. NIA in a statement said that the agency recovered hand grenades from village Bhamri in Batala, Punjab, and a pistol from accused Sharanjit Kumar, which had been provided to him by his foreign-based handlers as part of the conspiracy by terrorist groups to disturb the peace and harmony of Punjab. The recovered explosives and arms have been sent for forensic and technical examination. Nepal President Ramchandra Podel has said he is currently engaged in consultations and making every possible effort to address the country's ongoing challenges from within the constitutional boundary. Mr. Podel's remarks come as the country witnessed deadly violence over the past few days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. Indian shuttler Ayush Shetty caused a major upset at the Hong Kong Open Super 500 badminton tournament today, ousting 2023 World Championship silver medalist Kodai Narawaka of Japan in a hard-fought 3-game contest to storm into the men's singles quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.